What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
All right, we're ready to fight. We've got Dave X22 coming up today. You're not going to want to miss Dave. Before we go any further, let me welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, get on in here.
Good morning, Patriots. Thank you so much for joining the show. We have Dave from X22 here, and we are really excited to have a conversation with him. You guys know how important this movement is, and you know how important saving America is. So we're going to talk to Dave a little bit, get his take on some stuff, and maybe have a little fun out there, Jeff.
Yeah, we got to have fun. I mean, we're seeing a lot of moving pieces. Dave's going to give us his take as well on what's going on. We're going to congratulate him from being retruthed by Donald J. Trump, my president. Retruthed, Dave, X22 report. And before we go any further, Shady, we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. Let's get this out of the way, guys. Thank you all for all your support. God bless you. Roll that beautiful boom footage.
We'll be right back.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
And welcome back to the MG Show. Here we are. We do it live right here every day, and we've got an amazing patriot here today, Shady. Shady, what do you think? You know, let's, by the way, I forgot. We did an abbreviated commercial. Go to MyPillow.com, use code MG Show anywhere on the site. Mattresses, sheets, you know, it's, you know, coming up. You got people visiting for Christmas, you know, get some sheets, whatnot. And don't forget to use code MG Show. It's 1-800-873-0478. 0478. Thank you. See, with two, we have one good brain. That's how we work right here on the MG show. And speaking of a great brain, Shady Groove, we've got Dave from X22. Without any further ado, Dave from X22 Report. Get on in here, my friend. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Welcome,
wow,
Dave.
We're doing fantastic. Honored that you're coming on the show for the second time. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes, second time. Great to be
so,
here.
You know, it's funny too. We met face to face in Arizona, and you know, he is a cardboard cutout. He looks exactly like what he pictures. I mean, you're amazing, Dave, and you do great work. And I for one am one of your biggest fans. Maybe Shady and I'll arm wrestle for it later. But you know, thank you for doing the work that you do, Dave.
Yep, thank you guys for doing the work that you're doing, and thank you for having me on. And I think all of us together, that's what moves this entire movement forward. And I think we need more people because, I mean, really, if you really think about it, all of us are going up against the fake news. And with all of us continually pushing it out there, I think we have them now. I think people are starting to think. I think people are starting to think logically. And I think people are starting to question everything. And as they hear more and more people talk about certain subjects and they actually have documentation and they have, oh, we followed the money here. We bring in the people that are doing these things. I think it counters everything the fake news is trying to do. And I think they're losing right now. And I think we're winning.
I think we are too. And that's why they have to do all this lawfare and, you know, fake pop-up foundations, pay people to chant, you know, their chants and hold up their boards that are paid for. You know, Shady, I didn't mean to step on you, but, you know, I totally agree. I think we are the majority.
And I think that we're coming to this precipice. You know, we've been listening to the precipice. And again, you know, just for me, Dave, I wanted to thank you for being the amazing steward of this movement that you have been. We're coming around on a five years since Q made the first post, and you've just done an excellent job guiding and navigating people through this experience. I mean, it's a phenomenon. I don't think there's any other way that we can refer to it. And you know, standing here looking back, I mean, we have accumulated an army of patriots out there around the world who understand what's really going on. And now it seems like the people understanding it, it's crumbling right in front of us as each day clicks by.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, you know, every time the news reacts or lawfare or any other organization, they're reacting to what we're doing. So that tells me that if you're reacting, that means we're in control. See, we're not reacting to them. The opposite now. And now they're the ones who are, you know, trying to figure out what they can do with the elections. I mean, Hillary Clinton just came out and she looked really panicked when she was talking about the power going back to the states and forget about the midterms. We really need to focus on the presidential election. You could tell right there that she's panicking and she's very, very worried about what the people are doing now. And actually, if you look across the country, everything that they did with the pandemic and all these laws, and well, they really weren't laws. They were rules that we were supposed to follow. And they tried to convince the people that they were laws. If you notice, everything is now turning on them. Everything is now being deemed unconstitutional. And I said this during my show. If we have these criminal individuals, this criminal syndicate in office, and I don't believe they were elected there. I believe they were installed there. And they're doing everything in their power to go against the Constitution. I mean, isn't that treason right there? I mean, if you really look at the laws that they're passing and everything that they've been trying to do, and they're all being deemed unconstitutional, and they know it's unconstitutional. They knowingly did this. This is completely going against the Constitution because they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, to protect the Constitution, and to support the Constitution, and defend it at all costs. But it seems that the laws and or the rules that they're pushing counter what the Constitution says. I mean, look at the Supreme Court with, I'll use gun control, New York City. As soon as the Supreme Court came out with a ruling, they came up with other laws to get around that. I mean, that right there, that tells you what you need to know. And yeah. I think people are seeing this now, and all of these people, they should be removed from their position because they broke the contract with We the People. That's how I see it.
Well, what's also interesting, Dave, is, you know, we met at the pit with True the Vote. Out of True the Vote came Clean Elections USA. today, Melody Jennings. She's actually being sued right now because people wore tactical gear around a vote box, and they're freaking out because people wore camo in Pennsylvania. You know, nobody did anything illegal. It is, you know, the solution to this is get the vote boxes back on voting day. Just one box, yeah. One day. And you don't put them in a public place where people can actually be legally and lawful. You can film in a public place. You can sit in a public place. You can eat a pizza on the sidewalk in a public place if you want to. They're breaking zero laws. And the police officers that came out in Phoenix said, you're not breaking any laws. Yet Mark Elias was funded by almost $50,000 by Katie Hobbs, who's actually part of the election system and the certification of the Arizona vote, hiring Mark Elias to sue Clean Elections USA. And that case is today at 12 p.m. Eastern time and or 1 p.m. Eastern time for a TRO to not watch the drop boxes. So they're freaking out over regular patriots, no matter what they look like, right? Watching drop boxes.
Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. I mean, if they're nervous and afraid of people standing 75 feet back with cameras, watching people roll up with their ballot, that means they're panicking right now because that's their way of cheating. And we know this from Greg and Catherine, where they proved that, look, this is how they do it. And then they had the 2000 Mules documentary, and you know, millions upon millions of people saw this, and we know how they do it now. It's being exposed, and now you're watching it in real time, and this is why they don't want this to happen. And you can see they're reacting to this, and they're trying to build something out of nothing to convince the people, look, these people are scary. The right-wing extremists, the white supremacists, they're out there. They're watching drop boxes from 75 feet back with cameras. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous at this point. I mean, I don't know who's believing them, but I notice a trend right now where, since Mel's being sued, it seems now that they're turning to lawsuits. The same thing that happened with Alex Jones, I think they're using that as the template. Now, if you're speaking out against something, or if you're doing something, they're going to try to destroy you with a lawsuit. And it doesn't mean that they're going to win the lawsuit. That's not the whole point of it. The lawsuits is to drain your finances so you never do you disappear. That's really what they're trying to do, because they tried everything else. They tried censoring us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We all moved to different platforms, and then we started to get a following there, and they grew and grew and grew. And now they can't censor anyone because they don't control those platforms. And the truth is coming out, which they do not like. And they're realizing the people are waking up, the people are thinking logically, and the people are seeing through all of this, especially with the candidates today, because on one side, you have the criminal syndicate candidate that is following an agenda. And then on the other side, you have a patriot like Carrie Lake, like Lee Zeldin, Dr. Oz going against Fetterman. That was a complete and utter disaster in itself. But if you note, these people are afraid to debate the patriots. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why are they so afraid? Because it proves that they're not working for we the people. It proves that they're the ones that are pushing an agenda and the people aren't with them. And if you look at Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake, you mentioned that. Carrie Lake continually says, listen, come on, bring it on. You can write, she even said to Katie Hobbs, you can write the questions. You pick where we have to do this. I mean, Katie Hobbs can't even answer simple questions. And if these people are running for, say, governor or the Senate, and they can't debate and they can't answer questions and they don't want to answer questions or they run from people, how are they going to be a leader? Actually, that tells you everything you need to know. They're not leaders, because a leader would do that. A leader would stand in front of the troops. The leader would go first. The leader would take all the shots. These people, they're not leaders. And I think everyone's seeing this now. But I noticed the new tactic now is to try to silence us with lawsuits, as many as they possibly can bring. And this is why we all have to stick together and help each other fight through this. Just like we helped each other when we got censored and banned on all the platforms, we need all to come together. And we need more digital soldiers. We need more people to counter all of this. Because when you have millions and millions of people speaking out on social media against the fake news, against all these people, what are they going to do? I mean, look what they're doing now. They lost the narrative. No one's believing them. The poll numbers are dropping like crazy with all these different candidates. Trump, his offensive is working. All the people that he's choosing, he has win after win after win. This is, to me, this is a disaster. It doesn't mean that they're not going to try something like they're trying with Mel and many other people. I think that they're getting very nervous and they're panicking right now. And I do believe they're going to be doing stupid things as we get closer and closer to the midterms. But I think the Patriots have a plan also. I think they know that this is coming. I think we all know that this is coming, that they're going to try to do something. But I think that as a movement, I think we have grown and grown and grown, and we've been working together. Yes, we have some outcasts over here and over there that try to mess it all up. But I think the base structure is in place right now. And I think this is why Trump started True Social, to bring us together. And I do believe this is why he's been retruthing a lot of Anons, to show everyone, look, this is the movement. Look how powerful we are. Look at the researches. That, I mean, the research that you guys have done, and Absolute 1776, Koenig, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, Kanakoa. Is that how? I don't know if that's correct.
Kanakoa.
It is. Great. Okay. Yeah, I'm terrible in pronouncing words, by the way. But
the authority.
The research.
Gus Coyote have done. Kanakoa the Great, Gus Coyote, Digger Sleuth, the CAG. Authority, CAG Drogo, all of them have Substacks, and we're in dig rooms together managing these digs. Yeah. And Kanakoa the Great, I just got to give you a special shout out, my friend. You're an amazing, amazing patron. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, they have done absolutely incredible research. And when I do my reports, I try to point it out and try to help as many people as possible, to bring people over to it, to make sure that, you know, they read it, they understand it, because I can just tell them so much, but I think it's better if you read it and understand it. But the amount of research and the amount of documentation, it just blows the fake news away. They just can't stand up to it, because propaganda is great in the beginning. It sounds great. It sounds very fluffy, very nice. But as soon as you throw one piece of, you know, fact at it, it completely crumbles away. And that's what you guys have done, and the other people. And all of a sudden, I mean, Eugene Yu, boom. I mean, what happened? He was arrested from all of this. And I think there's more to come. I know Greg Phillips has been saying there's more to come. And I do believe so. I think that they have the upper hand. They have the information. And I think this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them.
And I'd like to just tell you, stay tuned, my friend, because there is more booms coming. You know, we have, it's amazing what's going to happen. Now, what we're talking about is the research that we've done, and all of the Anons, right? There's so many great Anons out there that have done work. And, you know, thank you for shouting, you know, our work out on your show as well. I appreciate that. It's actually gotten us some viewers, subscribers. Hey, I heard you from, you know, on the X22. Or people are like watching us and you and Bannon. You know what I mean? Like, we have, you know, thank you for that. And thank you to the viewers for, you know, understanding that, you know, we're working hard here every day. And X22, you know, when people say, hey, Matrix, hey, Shady, Dave from X22 shouted you out, it just makes me so proud. And thank you so much for that, because a lot of people watch you, my friend, and you're an amazing patriot and you do phenomenal work.
Well, you know what happened when the post, and I saw that we were called digital soldiers, and Q said we're in a war, we're in an information war. And then I started to look at my audience and I said to myself, what can I do to amplify this since people are listening to me? So that's when I decided I wanted to call certain people out. And I looked through everyone's, I mean, if I don't get to you, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't do a report for 3, 4, 5 hours, but I try to throw in more and more people each time if I spot something. And like on my computer, I have tabs open of True Social. It must be like 50 to 70 tabs. And every day I look through everyone's feed and I keep on adding. And sometimes it bogs me down because there's so many now. I wish there was an easier way of doing it. But I try to look through everyone's research, and everyone's doing a great job. And I just want to call attention to each group of people that are doing this, so we build the movement together and build us all at the same time, because this is how we're going to go up against them. It's not just one person doing it possible, because they have billions and billions of dollars. We don't. We don't have billions of dollars. We don't have funding from the deep state. We some of us have commercials, some of us are getting by, but it takes all of us together. And I think this is part of the plan to bring us all together, is to have the people wake up and people shout out the truth. And I think we've taken back the bullhorn, and I think it's going to continue, especially with Twitter, with what's going to happen there. We'll see what happens to Parler, especially in True Social. That has grown. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, True Social is not that great, you know. Oh, but think about it. It's only been out for what, a couple of months, and millions of people on it right now. It's not like the platform has been here for 10 years and nobody's on it. It's a couple of months, and it has grown so fast. So many people, and every day more and more people are joining up and getting on there. And I think when DMs start and they add a lot more features, this thing is going to blow Twitter and everything else out of the water. And it's going to be a huge voice for people.
And, you know, to your point, Dave, Ye is buying Parler. You've got X now, Twitter, right? That's interesting. X talks to Y. Y talks to Z. It's just very interesting that some of these things are kind of coming up. True Social might be the platform where all the patriots get together. And then Z is Zuckerberg. So is X talks to Y, Y talks to Z. And then we gather on True Social. We get our memes. We get our story straight. And then we go on the other digital battlefields to spread the truth. Is that what's going to happen, guys? I mean, that's very interesting. That just popped into my head. That's how my mind works, Dave.
Be very nice if we could just, I mean, once Twitter and Parler, if we have the ability to post on one and it goes to the other accounts on the others, that'd be pretty nice.
Well, this is built on what's called Mastodon, and that's how it was originally set up for, you know, my group to communicate with your group. We would just put at x22.social or whatever, and we could confederate. It's like a confederation. Yeah. Brighteon.tv, Brighteon has a social network. My Pillow has a social network, all built on Mastodon. So that could be the plan coming forward.
Yeah, it could be.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting to see, right? I mean, you know, we're watching this whole thing. The government is now trying to get in and push Elon back, and it looks like he's pushing through it. He's saying he's going to, I think this is supposed to go through on Friday. And, you know, all of us kind of that have been watching this for the last 5 years and understand the significance of Twitter. You know, Twitter's not really just a social media platform. You know, with all the stuff that's actually built into that, I would imagine big pieces of it are stored by the Langley somewhere. And so it's just going to be interesting to watch this transition over for Elon to step in and to see what he does, because the people that work at Twitter are definitely fired up and frustrated, according to the releases this week.
Yeah, with the letter that they put out, their demands to the guy that's spending billions of dollars, they're making demands to him, which I find very interesting. I think if he can get Twitter, if he can actually purchase it, I know the Department of Justice and Biden, they're all going to try to push back because this is going to open up a can of worms. I mean, this is a hub intelligence operatives, and this has connections probably to the CIA and all the different databases. I'm just wondering how far they're going to go to keep him from actually purchasing it, because once he gets it and he starts looking through all of this and we find out, hey, look, 75%, 80% are bots. Look, it's connected to the CIA. Oh, here's the hotlines where the government's able to call in and say this is who he wants centered. I mean, look, Fauci, the Biden administration, they have to appear in front of a judge right now about their role in the misinformation that they were with Twitter and probably YouTube and Facebook and the rest, because they're the ones that were telling these big tech platforms, oh, wait, censor that one, ban that one, do this, do that. And this is a complete violation of the Constitution. Now you have the government telling these companies who to ban and who to censor. I mean, in the very beginning, I remember people saying, well, it's a private company, you know what, they can do whatever they want. But now look, now that's completely turned around. And now we come to find out, yeah, this private company is colluding with the government, and the government's actually calling the shots. So now they're in violation of the Constitution once again. So if you take it back to what I said from the very beginning, what do we have? We have everyone working against the Constitution. I mean, we the people should demand their resignation tomorrow. Well, actually, probably right now, actually. And because but I think it would be very difficult to do. And at this point, because the people need to start putting the Patriots in place. And I think this is why Trump, he took the long way around. I mean, he could have gone right at them. He could have used the military to go after him, but this would be a complete and utter disaster here in the United States. Nobody wants bloodshed. Nobody wants a civil war. Nobody wants these things. And I think what he's doing right now is much, much better, because we need to tell our children. Our children have to tell their children what they saw, just like the Revolutionary War. Those individuals who fought for freedom, which I do believe we're doing right now, maybe not with our weapons, we're using information, and it's an information war. This is the revolution to take back the country. And it's the same thing that the founding fathers did, but that was bloodshed back then. But their children were able to tell their children, and so on and so forth. I think the people needed to see the truth of the matter and needed to see, look what these people have done. Look at the infiltration. Look how deep and wide it is. It's a lot worse than people think. And I think as people see this, and I've been talking a lot to a lot of people as I go around and travel to different places, and people are starting to wake up. Even people, they might not know everything. They might not know everything to down to what we know, or, you know, but they know something's wrong. They know it shouldn't be this way. They know that Biden, there's problems with him. Their agendas that they're pushing, there's problems. Their unconstitutional rules that they're trying to push on us, that shouldn't be happening. They see the school systems and they say, yes, you know what? I don't agree with this. But now they're starting to see all these different pieces come together. And I think this movement is much, much larger than anyone could ever imagine. I think this is why Trump, I think he did put out a where he says that the majority is back. And I think that was a signal letting everyone know that the majority now is now going to take back the country.
Yeah, and look at this is what he retruthed this, what the media wants you to believe, the reality. And that really is the reality. This is turning red here. I mean, we can look at some of the different individual races. Some, they're going to lose some of this, guys. And then again, he also said the fake news is the enemy. And that's Patriots in control again. He's been retruthed quite a bit from the president. And, you know, the fake news is the enemy, Dave. And that's why you're talking about lawfare. They're talking about taking down our platforms. You know, we've been demonetized. We've been deplatformed. And Media Matters writes articles all about it. How awesome it is that they got us deplatformed. I mean, we were literally targeted, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but they have to do. They have to target you. But if you notice, every time they target any of us, does it shut us down? Does it make us stop? No, actually, I think people look at us and go, holy crap, I want to listen to what they have to say. I mean, look what they did to Libs of TikTok. They tried to out her. They went to relatives. So did her platform collapse, or did she grow like we've never seen before? I mean, did it all of a sudden, I think it doubled, actually. She took on so many more people. So their plan, and I think they thought from the very beginning, well, you know what? If we censor them on Twitter, if we censor them on YouTube and everywhere else, they'll just, you know, crawl away, never to be heard from again, and our job is done. I don't think they ever thought that we would go to a platform. I mean, look, we went to Rumble. We went to many other platforms. I mean, Rumble was a no name. I mean, really, and nobody went really to Rumble. Nobody knew about it. And then all of a sudden, Rumble, look what it is today. So who's really changing the face of social media? Was it all of us going to Rumble because we were censored and we started to build it up? It's starting to seem that way. So it seems that we are now in control of saying, no, these are the social media platforms. We're all on Truth. That's the social media platform. I mean, a lot of us are on Parler still and on Gab and others, but you could see that wherever we move and wherever they censor us from, and we move to these other platforms, the people, yes, they might look at Twitter, but they follow us over to these platforms. That tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that the people are looking for the truth. The people want to hear the truth, and they're not going to believe the other people on the other platforms. They might look at it. I mean, I look at Twitter still. I still look at other people because they're still on there. But, you know, the people, they're saying, you know something? I'm going to go over here because this is where the truth is. And I think with Trump saying that the majority is back, I think he's telling us we're at this point right now where there's enough people that are awake right now that we can actually move forward with taking back this country. And I think from the very beginning, and I remember this from a lot of people saying, oh, we're never going to be able to wake people up. Oh, they're always going to be in control. Oh, this is not going to happen. And look what's happened already. I find this very positive because, you know, I think, I don't know if a lot of people thought this was going to be over in a week or two, that Trump was just going to come in with the military takeover. Everything was going to be wrapped up. Everyone's going to slap their hands together and go, whoop, we're done here. I don't think people realize that to take back something that was so infiltrated, that was so corrupt, and I refer to a town that's, you know, run by the mafia, how can you get anything done? Can you actually go up against the mafia? Or do you have to use the same tactics that they used? Think about it. They took years to infiltrate our country. They didn't do it overnight. This just didn't happen overnight. It happened while I admit it. I think a lot of people are admitting it. When people weren't really paying attention, people were going about their daily lives, and it's no fault of anyone, but it took them years and years and years to do this. And now we're seeing that the people and Trump and who he's working with, they're taking time to expose what they have done. And you can't just do it in a couple of days or weeks or anything, because most of the people wouldn't believe it. And I do believe that's why the Post said it has to be shown. You have to experience it. And I think this is why it's taking so long. But I see all positive results from it. I don't see anything negative. I think every time someone thinks something's bad, something good happens. And it shows that we're on the right path.
And I think the reason why they censor us is because we were actually making it happen on Twitter, right? I mean, they had to take us from off there from talking because the bots couldn't keep up with the real people. You know, they were calling you bots because that's what they were projecting. Dave, real quick, thanks, MG Show. Thanks, X22. Without you guys, I don't know where we would be. And that's from R. Taja. Thank you so much. We've got Lisa Blair. I always appreciate Dave's big picture analysis of what's going on. He does this so well. And I just missed one from Live Free or Die. That's Scott Shady Grove, the picture guy. Scott, we love you, brother. He says, MG Show with Dave X22 Report. If ever there was a time for a 17 party, it's right now. Nothing can stop what is coming. Where we go, one, we go all. Scott, we love you, brother. Thank you. That's kind of the love that we get. You know, we've got a lot of crossover audience too, you know, Dave, and people are finding us because of you. You know, I just got to tell you how grateful we are. I mean, we've worked hard, you've worked hard, and there's a lot of hardworking patriots out there. And, you know, just like you said, we are united, and where we go, they come find us because they can't silence us. They're not able to silence us. Even, you know, maybe for a minute we bob and weave, figure out where we're going to go, but they cannot silence us, and they will not silence us.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, whenever we kind of, you know, Dave was touching on it there a little bit about bringing us back to the time of the founding of the country and the importance of free speech. You know, you got to look at the way your country is organized and what's number one. You know, number one is the ability for us to talk. And what the founders intended was that the people would be the free press, not some huge corporate entities piled up over here that all collaborate together, but that the people with free speech, tyranny with a free press can't survive was their theory. And the simple math on that was the cabal decided to just to capture all of the media. Every single opinion piece out there pretty much comes through some aspect of the mainstream media to generate this propaganda, this narrative that they've generated towards the American people. And now we're really looking down the barrel of them, of all of that failing. You know, at the end of the day, what you were describing, Dave, about us waking up and about us coming to that conversation was literally nothing more than we now, as America, Trump now has an informed electorate. We are informed and we are plugged in and we're active and we actually have a goal and we're working towards that goal together instead of the uniparty system pretending like they're cooperating and working towards a goal together.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's funny because when I was looking at all the candidates running against, like Kerry Lake and all the others that are running, I realized that these politicians now, since everything has turned against them and everyone sees crime, they want police, they see what they've done during the pandemic. If you notice, I don't know if this was part of the plan, maybe it was, these people at one time, They had a unified message. You know, they stuck to the criminal syndicate script. They told you what you wanted to hear. And now they're flip-flopping back and forth, and they're in trouble. Because at one moment in 2020, everyone was saying defund the police. Now the elections come up, and the internet is forever, and everyone can get those clips. Now they're saying, you know, oh, we never said that before, but now everyone's seeing it and saying, well, you just lied to me. You just lied to me. And Joe Biden, if you actually look at him, how many lies has he told? I mean, this is what people are seeing. They're seeing the lie after lie after lie. And from everything that is happening right now, I don't know if this was Trump's and the military's plan to push these people to show them that they were liars. Maybe it was. Maybe it was hoping that they would lie to cover up other lies and people would start to notice. And now you could see it as clear as day. As before, it was a little bit harder to see because you had everyone in line. Because if you have a entire country, you know, run by a criminal syndicate, doesn't matter if you're Republican or you're Democrat, they're both on the same side. That's why they had no problem debating each other. That's why they had ridiculous questions and they had everything scripted. Now, when you have a patriot on the other side saying, okay, tell me what you're going to do about this. Tell me what you're going to do about that. They can't answer, or they just don't want to debate, because if they answer there, and let's hopefully they don't get elected. Someone gets elected. People are going to see that they just lied during their debate and what they're doing actually as the individual who got elected. So they're in a tough situation right now. And if the Patriots just stick to what the people want and what they believe in, that will just destroy the criminal syndicate and everything that they're doing.
Yeah, Kurt with a Q. Kurt says, drop 2403. We will do our part to protect the vote. Will you do yours? Will you answer the call? Where we go one, we go all. Q. Also, LK Dark to Light. He does a lot of great videos with Serial Brain Decode. He loves X22. It's great to see this collab with my good friends, Jeff and Shady. Where we go one, we go all. We love you, LK. We love you, your family. Hope your daughter's doing well. And he's up there in Canada. Thank you, LK. We love you. You know, and maybe, you know, to your point earlier, what about, you know, remember that post says we couldn't tell them, so we have to show them.
Yeah. That speaks louder than anything that I've ever heard, because without showing someone, without someone experiencing something, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's funny because when I talk to people and I said, listen, if I told you, you know, 2-3 years ago, there was going to be a pandemic, they were going to shut everything down, the world economy was going to be shut down, they were going to force vaccines on you, they would think that you're crazy. I mean, come on, that's conspiracy theory. That's just absolutely nuts. No, you're trying to tell me they're going to shut down the world? How could that possibly happen? So I without people actually seeing it and going through it, you definitely would not believe it. And I think what's coming, I think people have to see what they're doing to the elections. They have to see the election fraud. They have to see all this, because without it, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe, just like right in the very beginning, remember we're at the pit and we had incredible people there and they were telling us about this database that was in China and, you know, they were transferring data to China. Now, of course, the fake news, Konek and the rest, they're all that's fake. That's conspiracy theory. That doesn't really exist. And look what happened. They tried to fight it off. Even the New York Times and all the other publications, they tried to fight it off. They put out headlines, conspiracy theory. And then, you know, a couple days later, all of a sudden, this individual, the head of Konek, who I think he sued a lot of other people trying to go after him, it was proven that, yes, the data is being transferred to China. So without people seeing this, no one would really believe it. And now people are believing it. I mean, look at what's happening with, I think it's the Austria prime minister who had an altercation with the Konek CEO. And they were trying to her.
Let me play a little bit of it first here. Check it out.
The CEO of an overseas-owned election software company that has a contract with the Electoral Commission of Queensland has been arrested on suspicion of putting American polling booth worker data onto Chinese servers is extremely alarming. Yujing Yu, the founder and CEO of Connect Inc., the foreign company that fully owns the Australian subsidiary Connect Australia, will face the US justice system and they will determine the facts of the allegations originating from LA County. Regardless of the outcomes in the USA, my concerns are with the sovereign capability, security and procurement of the Queensland election management system, how this firm came to get a contract over local Australian suppliers and the unknown cost of the Connect contract. Extremely serious questions still need to be answered by the Queensland government and ECQ about the Connect contract, which involves...
You know, and it goes on, but wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's Australia about that. Doing it from my memory. No, but I mean, look what... I mean, if people didn't see that, if people didn't see this individual get arrested and the proof come out and all the Anons who did the research to push this, I mean, no one would believe it. And I think it's going to go further than that. I think this is why the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, Hillary Clinton, they're all panicking right now, where they're saying that, you know, the 2022 elections, there might be an attack on the infrastructure there by foreign governments. If you notice, now all of a sudden our secure elections, all of a sudden now they're going to be coming under fire and they won't be secure anymore. I mean, they're telling us how secure they are. All of a sudden, what changed? All of a sudden, did someone flip a switch? They're telling us this entire time that 2020 was so secure. Now, 2 years later, they're not secure. They might be attacking the infrastructure.
You know,
isn't it interesting?
What I was going to say is that they're doing that from outside. But they actually own the infrastructure. That's the problem. So when they say it was the safest election, you know, it was because they actually own the infrastructure. We're proving that with Connick and Eugene Yu. Shady.
Yeah, what I was getting ready to say there is that now we've actually got, within the last couple of days, we have the lady from MSNBC, and I think the other lady, McCaskill, are now saying things in public like, should we call foreign countries to come in and monitor the elections? Like, how absolutely absurd is that? But I mean, I think that goes to your point, Dave, about how panicked they are. Like, they're literally going on TV saying that we need the UN or some other entity to come in and help monitor the elections. And I was saying on the show the other day that you watch that right now they're smearing patriots as election deniers, but they will become election deniers on November 9th, literally overnight. It will switch like turning on a light, and they're going to be election deniers to the max.
Oh, wait, do you actually deny that elections even? I believe elections take place, so I do not deny elections. It's so stupid, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, if, like you said, Jeff, if they own the infrastructure, to them, with the 2020 election, yes, it was a great election for them because they own the infrastructure and their cheating worked. Now, their infrastructure and the cheating is not going to work. It's now the people now are coming out in waves, and the system that they had in place is coming under fire. So this is why they have to report that, oh, wait, we're being attacked. Is it really by a foreign government, or is their system being attacked by we the people, because we're going to overwhelm their system and override it, and they trying to figure out, what are we going to do? Because, you know, if we have 90 or 80% or 75% of the people voting for a candidate, how do you explain, you know, if they try to make the other person win, how do you explain that the numbers are completely out of whack? It won't make any sense whatsoever. And if they're so worried about the infrastructure, why don't we just go back to paper ballots? Then we don't have to worry about it. Then we don't have to worry about a foreign government. We don't have to worry about anything. We could do it back on our local level. As the votes come in, everyone can stand around, we can count the ballots, and those numbers can be filtered up. And actually, we'll have an accounting all the way up to the top. Why don't we just do that if you're worried?
You know, it's interesting. We're pointing out the Connect and the infrastructure that they actually have within the United States American election system that backs allegedly to China. Okay, I got to say allegedly. But there are counties that are taking off that pipe. So if you zoom out, So you look at their election fraud system. It's all connected. We're disconnecting a pipe at a time, a pipe at a time, and a pipe at a time. Then they're mad and we're getting sued by Arabella Advisors funded North Fund Democracy Docket Mark Elias Law Group, Mark Elias, by foreign billionaires for watching Dropboxes. So now we're disconnecting that pipe, threatening that pipe. So think about the different pipes that we're disconnecting from their cheat machine if you zoom out kind of. And then you've got Polos brought to you by Pfizer on 60 Minutes. Guys, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. And President Trump said nobody talks about Dominion because they're afraid of getting sued. Lawfare. I mean, it's all exposing. If you zoom out, you know, we really are winning right now.
Well, it's funny because Trump, during his rally, he did mention the machines switching votes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that. He doesn't mention the switching of votes with the machines. And it's funny because he made reference to the 60 Minutes interview with the CEO of Dominion. And he, you know, because they're saying that everything is perfect and there's no problems with it. And he called them out on it. And I find it very interesting that it's coming up right now as we approach the midterms. And I mean, if the way I think about it right now, and I think about the posts and you know, that they've been watching the cheating and everything like this, what happens if there's such a huge red wave where there's so many people and they try to cheat on a grand scale, even worse than the 2020 election, and the military is capturing that data and they have people set up to capture that information of what they're doing? What we've seen going all the way back to 2018, the beginning of 2018, when we thought that's, they probably were capturing that information. Then 2020, they had to up their game with cheating. Now, during this midterm election, they really have to up their game. So if the military, and I'll assume the military is doing this, if they've been capturing this information in 2018, 2020, and 2022, what are they going to see? They're going to see the cheating continually move from a point where it was just a little bit to where they had to go all out and do whatever they possibly can. And at that point, I think they have them because now you built a case. Now it's not just 1 year. It's not an anomaly. You can see it ramp up over these different elections. And maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah. And by the way, real quick, Shady, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Thank you, Brighteon.tv. We're going to continue this interview to the top of the hour. Maybe he'll even stand by for hour number two. I don't know. I haven't asked him yet. But we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Go over to rumble.com/MG show and find the live show right there to continue our conversation with Dave from X22 Report. Back to you guys. Shady.
Yeah, I really wanted to maybe jump in for just a second because like we were just talking about, we're coming around on being 5 years of Q, and I think maybe that some of the people that are watching the broadcast may not understand Q or maybe not have plugged into it. But I'd just like to share with everybody out there, there's a lot of narratives that are going on around it, and I would like, then one of the main ones is that Q says to trust the plan and sit around and don't do anything and don't stand up and just wait for someone else to do something for you. And I'd just like to say to all of you out there, it's not that at all. It's actually the opposite. It's get up, get involved, and get active, because the people in America are supposed to be in control of the country, not the elites at the top. And I think, Dave, if you might agree with me on this, but if we stand back and we look at this game board compared to where we were as a nation 5 years ago, and then you plug in the Q movement over the period of 3.5 years, and now taking that kind of out of the equation, standing back and looking at where we're at and right now going into this midterm election, the momentum is really unbelievable. I mean, and I think that you're probably seeing the same thing, but isn't it just a wonderful moment to see the awakening of our country that we've cared about for a long time before we ever had voices out here on social media or anything? We loved our country and we saw it going downhill. But now we're actively bringing people to that conversation. And I think out of all of it, that's the greatest part.
Yeah, I agree with that. And with the Q posts, I mean, like you said, we shouldn't be just sitting around. That wasn't the whole point. That's why if you look at some of the posts, it says vote, 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 fight, fight, fight. It doesn't mean physically fight. And it says, you know, you're digital soldiers. We're at war. They're telling you that we need to do these things. We need to get out there and we need to fix it. And one way of doing it is voting. And voting people out of office. And what's very interesting is that, you know, I remember Biden when he was being inaugurated, and he said he was going to bring the people together. Actually, he really is. Everything that he's doing, the people are rejecting, and he's bringing people closer and closer together, not on his side, on the opposite side. And it's amazing how that worked out, because all you had to do is show the people, you know, the agenda of certain governors, of the Biden administration, the fake news, the school boards, and all of a sudden the people, and people reached the precipice at all different times, they got out of their seats and said, whoa, I'm not, this is not going to happen on my watch. Absolutely not. And Trump is right. During his rally, he said that people have come together throughout all of this. And I do believe it is happening. And I see it happening in many areas. And I think it's growing and growing and growing. And I think the deep state players, the minority right now, and all they had was the, you know, the fake news, big tech, and, you know, a couple of people on their side, they're in trouble right now because their movement has stalled. Their movement can't be pushed anymore. Their narrative is lost. Everything that they try to do is completely falling apart on them. And the people are seeing through it. This is why, like, if you take the vaccines, for example, with the pandemic, if you notice, they wanted everyone to get boosters every single year. That's why Biden was out there getting a saline shot. Not really a booster. I think it's saline, but whatever. That's my personal opinion, by the way. If you notice, the people, they're starting to say, well, wait a minute. I'm starting to see certain results from the vaccine. And now, and he let the cat out of the bag, that people aren't getting the boosters anymore, which means the people are stopping and they're thinking and saying, well, wait a minute, before I put something else in my body, let me see how this whole thing is going to go. And maybe I should sit back a while. So people are stopping, they're thinking, and they're not moving forward. The entire country didn't get vaccinated. And I think this is a problem for them. And that shows me, and when you look at all different things, it shows you that everyone is not going along with their plans. And they're losing their grip on the people. And yes, Biden is out there trying to use the same stories over and over, lying to the people about the economy and everything else. But they're losing the grip on people. And I think people are waking up and seeing this. And like Trump said, people are coming together. People now are seeing the problem, and they're seeing who the problem is. And they're seeing the agenda, and they're saying, this is not what we want for the country.
You know, and sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And, you know, how do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. I mean, how do you show the public the truth? Very interesting that, you know, vote, vote, vote. Will you do your part? You know, we need, yeah. What could the keystone be? We the people. I don't know. I mean, just and you know, the voting system is, you know, how you know, we're looking at all these different things like, you know, abortion that shouldn't even be at a federal level. It's back to the states where it should be, you know, all these different things. But the wall, you know, the war in Ukraine, and we allegedly elect these people. But if we're realizing that these people might not have been elected for decades since the hanging Chad or whatever, but, you know, look at what we're doing. We're showing the people, we're getting involved. People from this show are political, Republican political committeemen and women. People on the show are attacking. You've inspired people, Dave, to get out and be loud and be proud. Join, be a poll watcher, watch a Dropbox. People are actually getting involved in this. I think, you know, you're the one you've been waiting for.
Waiting for what?
I mean, for to make action, to do action, to take your country back.
I never let me just back up for a sec, because I never expected to have a voice.
I mean everybody, like you, yeah. Like people listening, you are the one, yeah. You've been waiting for, like that wasn't just directed at you. That was directed at, we, the people are the ones that we've been waiting for getting active and getting involved. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah. We've been waiting for the people to wake up, and that's what we're seeing right now. Yes. I agree with that. Yes. So
we've all been waiting for Dave, and now we're all good. Thank you, Dave. No, but
he got nervous there, didn't he?
You did.
Nobody did.
Do you want to ride for the next? You want to take a 5-minute break, come back for a couple more minutes on the other side?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple more minutes, and then I gotta go. Right. Awesome. I gotta do my own stuff.
I know, and we'll talk about that and how you do your own stuff because it's funny. I loved how you described it, and we'll be right back. Hour one intro. Stay tuned. Dave, on the other side, 5-minute break. See you guys in a minute. God bless you, Dave. Dave, x22report.com. Take it away, Shady. Boom.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
We do it live. Thank you, Dave.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than 2 decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
deplorable, and we love them.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
Are you ever in the Matrix? Listen to a shade of gray. Are you falling down a rabbit hole? All you want is true.
No one can tell you what to believe. The truth is never you find. Come and join the digital army. The warriors of the modern time. We are the future of the human race. Whatever lives, just lighting your face. When politicians are body and soul, the truth is love is never told.
Are you loving of the Matrix? Fighting for reality. We're only wrong until we're right. Freedom is never free. We take the oath of allegiance. We make this final sound. Defined by our constitution, we're fighting for the common man. What is the future of the human race? When all the news is lighting your face. When politicians are bought and sold. The truth is love, it is never told. The truth is love, it is never told. The truth is love, it is never told. Are you living? Are you dying? Are you laughing? Are you crying? Are you fighting? Are you living? Are you doing this? Are you fighting? Are you laughing? Are you falling?
Here's the truth, but they are hiding out the future of the human race. Let's get the job right back in the place. The soul of freedom can never be sold. The truth is love, it is never told.
Right.
The truth is love, it is never a doubt. The truth is love, it is never a doubt. The truth is love, it is never a doubt. The truth is love, it is never a doubt.
JT Wild, JT Wild with an E, .com. Yeah, there it is. I love that song. JT Wild with an E, .com. Get over there, check them out. He wrote Living in the Matrix for Shady and I, and maybe we can get him to do an X-22. What do you think, huh, Dave?
Well, that'd be cool.
Welcome back, Dave.
Welcome back to the hour number two. We held him over. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. No problem. You know what's funny that we were just talking about in the first segment about Elon Musk and the power of the people's voices, and hopefully Elon Musk gets he's able to purchase Twitter, and Biden and the Department of Justice, they can't stop him. But he did tweet out something very interesting today. He said, a beautiful thing about Twitter is how it empowers citizen journalism. People are able to disseminate news without an establishment bias. And if you really look at that, that's what a digital soldier is. And he's already laying the groundwork saying, hey, we're going to allow people to actually research certain information to go up against the fake news, because if the research and the facts prove that the fake news is using propaganda, this is allowed. And actually, like you said, Shady, this is how it all started. It was the people that owned the press. That was the people that reported on things. That was what was supposed to hold the government in check. The investigative reporters, everyone, you know, looking into things, making sure they were doing things on the up and up. But again, when the criminal syndicate, when they take over the fake news, they take over big tech, they pretend they're checking, but they're really not. They're driving a different narrative. And I think this is why, like General Flynn says and Q says, this is why the digital soldier had to be born. This is why it had to start, where people started to do the research. People started to have shows. People started to push the information out, because that was the only way to go up against the criminal syndicate. And I don't see the fake news, big tech as like, ooh, separate entities. They're all part of the same thing. So we're back to where we started. The everyday person now is keeping them in check. So everything that they try to do, we counter it with facts, documentation, and we prove it over and over and over. And all these things they say are conspiracy theories. If you notice, as time goes by, doesn't it turn out to be the truth? Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others, but in the end, it turns out to be true. And it's just, it's just funny.
We're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny how we have to, we're going back to how all this started. I mean, we're back to the same place where the colonists at the time, where they were fighting the British government, we're using pen names, where some of us don't show our faces, like me. You know, we try to stay hidden as long as possible because we're worried about censorship. Weren't they worried about censorship? Same thing.
Yeah.
We're fighting the next revolution right now. And we're the playbook is pretty much the same, except thank God without bullets, bloodshed, and things like that. I'd rather have an information war than an all-out fighting horrific war. So
yeah, I mean, you know, Shady mentioned it earlier. Well deserved. I love that compliment. You know, a well-informed electorate, and that's what we've become. Yeah. You know, Hugh dropped over almost 5,000 posts, and we did a lot of research. And if they admit Q is real, they're going to have to admit our research, and they don't want that. But what's funny, Dave, is that we are using their public sourced articles to connect the dots. We've just learned really how to connect the dots. And that's what I think Q did. He honed our digging skills. I mean, look at what we did with Connick. We met at the pit. 3 months later, there's a guy arrested, the guy that we're talking about. I mean, you know, we are making stuff happen, folks, but just know that you are winning every day. And to know that you're winning every day and how we're winning every day, you need to watch Dave, X22 Report, MG Show. And there's so many other good ones out there, guys. And, you know, just watch, find some guy, band, you know, whoever you want to watch, guys. We are winning. I'm tired, Shady.
But you're tired from all the winning. You're not tired of winning, and you're not going to get tired of winning. And none of you guys out there can possibly get tired of that. And I think that's very funny, because we look back to Donald Trump, and he said it before he even became the president. We're going to win so much, you're going to fall out. You're not going to be able to keep up. And we, the regular people, what we refer to as normal-minded Americans, don't see the winning. But you guys have been given a window. You've been given a look into what is actually happening. And the only reason that you see it is because you decided to pay attention to it and learn for yourself. Like what we say here, the truth is learned, it's never told. That means it is for you to learn. And Q made that very, very clear, that the choice to know will be yours. But if you choose to know, information is open source, and we're going to give you a little bit of a hand up, point you in a direction. Where you go with it is your decision, your discretion.
You know, what's very interesting about, as we talk about this, if you go back to the colonist time during the Revolutionary War, it wasn't everybody. It was a group of people that started something, and they said, no, this isn't right. The rest of the people, they weren't all in the green dragon, all surrounded around saying, we're all the colonists here? Okay, good. Let's have the meeting. It started out with a very small group of people, and then it grew and grew and grew. And if you really look at what happened here, there was a small group of people that started, who stepped back. They looked at the 40,000 foot view and said, holy crap, I see what's happening right now. This, we have to stop this. And this is how it began. And then digital soldiers joined in over time, and more people joined in. Maybe they just listened in the beginning and then they said, you know something? I need to post this. Oh, I need to do some research. And it grew and grew and grew. And it's the same thing that is happening that happened. But people saw it and they started to talk about it. And all of a sudden, other people started to join in because it was exposed and more was exposed. Now, the movement has gotten very, very large. Even Fox News, which I don't watch TV or anything like that, even with Tucker Carlson and the rest, if you notice, they're speaking up more about what's going on. I'm not talking about the everyday news. I'm talking about certain hosts like Tucker Carlson. They're bringing the information out because more and more people are getting used to the information. It's almost like the Matrix, where you know you just can't tell every, you know, you can't say everything all at once. You have to give it a little bit at a time. And I think that's what the drip, 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 then flood is, because drip, 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 get the people on board, show them the truth a little bit at a time so they don't pop. And then eventually what's going to happen, we're just going to let it loose and people will be able to accept it in the end. And I remember speaking to people, relatives and things like that in the very beginning, you know, they didn't believe in the beginning. They didn't believe anything. And now slowly but surely, they don't believe everything I say. They believe certain parts, but they're coming into the fold and they're learning more and more and they're believing more. In the beginning, they're hesitant. No, that can't be true. That's impossible. And then a little bit later, they're like, you know, something that did come true. Holy crap. What else? Oh, wait, you tell me this? No, that can't. What? That's impossible. And that's how it works. And I think over time, once people get to a certain level, I think we're almost there, real information can really be dropped on them and they'll accept the information. Just like with Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, they're dropping with Marco Polo and everything. They're dropping a lot of information and it shows the crimes. I mean, think about it from the very beginning. It started out as Russian disinformation. This computer store owner, repair guy, found the laptop. Everyone said it was fake. Then they told us it was real. Some pictures came out about Hunter Biden, you know, all his drugs and his sexcapades and, you know, his hookers and all that. Now it's linking to Joe Biden and it's showing that he did know about the business dealings. If you notice, a little bit at a time, it's building and building and building. And people are saying, you know something? I'm starting to believe this now. I don't think this is fake anymore. I think it's all real. And now people are accepting it. And I think people are going to accept what's happening with the Russia hoax, the Alpha Bank hoax, especially with the Durham trial. A little bit at a time, bring the people into the fold, show how the FBI is the muscle for the Clintons and the rest, show how the Department of Justice, they don't follow the rule of law. They are the muscle. They're the protectors of the deep state players in Washington. People are now starting to see this, especially with what happened in January 6th, with people are now calling out the FBI informants. They're seeing what happened with Gretchen Whitmer. I think people are starting to get the picture now. Even the people that really aren't paying attention, they're questioning it all. They're saying, what's going on here? This doesn't make any sense. And I think as we continue on, a lot more information is going to be coming out, more so than we've ever thought. And people will accept it in the end.
And you know what Shady and I encourage is, you know, getting your friends and family and people that watch the show to actually, I don't care if you use Google or whatever search engine you want, look it up yourself. And then you're going to, you know, start learning. The truth is learned, never told. You know, Dave, the Anons, we do a lot of great research. You know, we're very confident in our research. But if somebody says, hey, Matrix, this is wrong, I'm going to report it. I don't have an agenda. A fact is a fact, whether we like it or not, and theories are clearly marked as such. That is how we've been successful, and that's how we're going to continue. That's our MO.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes we come up with theories saying the evidence that I'm looking at, the documentation that I'm looking at, is pointing us in this direction. Sometimes later on it says, yep, here's the proof, we just got it, and that becomes the truth. And sometimes might be a little bit off, might be like, okay, this is what happened, and the theory was wrong. But I mean, again, you're looking for information and some of it's tainted information that they're trying to throw at you and you have to maneuver around it to find the real information. And in the beginning, I think that's why Q came about, to show us, and like you said, Jeff, to show us how to do these things and what to look for and how to research and how to put things together and think logically outside of the mainstream media, outside of the intelligence operatives. And I think that's why all of us have been so successful. Not saying that, oh, look, we're the mainstream media and we're getting billions of dollars. I'm saying successful in bringing out the truth, successful in showing the people, look, it might have sounded crazy in the beginning, but look, a year went by, 2 years went by, and now it's the truth. And I think people are noticing that now.
So we got 5 year anniversary on Q on Friday, Shady. You know, what do you think?
Well, I think that number one, what you two are talking about right now is something that I think that it's very important for the audience to understand, because we've been conditioned over the, you know, pretty much your whole adult life to see these people that look good. They are sitting in suits and they're prim and proper on the evening news and they're reading everything and it's absolutely perfect and they're putting to you absolutely perfectly. But I think that what Q was able to do was to teach people that that's not what information really is. Information is really everything. It's all over the place. It's dirty. And the information being dirty is the way that we go find what it is that's good about what's in it. There's pieces of it that aren't right. There's pieces of it that are right. You investigate this part, you investigate that part, you do it on your own. And whenever at the end of the day, that work becomes your work, that becomes your journey, not sitting there watching somebody, you know, read something back to you off a script, but looking at it more intensely and recognizing, wait a minute, no, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't connect to this, but this really does. And that's why we bring in this idea of, you know, a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. And if it's a theory, it's clearly marked as such. And I think that's been a great thing for patriots out there to get out of that brainwashed, mind control, mockingbird mindset and into the idea that you have the logic, you have the discernment, you've got all the tools, God gave you everything you needed, just use it.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well said, brother. Yeah. And so, Dave, I know you probably got to get going. I don't know. But, you know, our last Q post was Durham Q. And, you know, and then that YouTube video that was taken down for many, many years. It is up again. Let's just check it out real quick.
Yeah.
Right, Dave? So this is basically showing you that we the people are not going to take it, right? We the people are not going to take it. Durham Q, and then the video is live again. It came live up, I think, about a month or so ago. It was, I guess they made it private. But, I mean, it's got, last I looked at it, it's got 1.8 million views. But this is actually saying we're not going to take it. We're the people. We are the ones that we're going to change our government. You need to do something. Even something small, is it talk to your friends and family about a topic that they're interested in. Find out what they're interested in. Listen, that's a great way to red pills. Listen and then, you know, slowly take them through it and then have them look it up. You know, is it like taking people to the polls? Are you going to vote? Please vote. We got to vote. Whether you vote for whoever, it doesn't matter. You just got to vote. You know, but what do you think about today? You know, how is everything really going? You know, talk, because the Democrats today are not the Democrats. You know, the Democrats today are not the Democrats that are your friends and family. They're not communists, okay? And they're great people, and they're just voting that way because they don't know. But we got to make them know. Become a poll watcher. Watch a Dropbox. You know, get involved. Shady Dave?
No, I agree. I think we're all Americans here. And, yes, some people, they might have been snowed by certain policies, certain groups. But at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We live in America, and we all want the same thing. We want to provide for our families. We want freedom. And no matter what party you're in, I think everyone is starting to realize that now. Because remember, when the country was started, it wasn't started on Democrat or Republican or anything like that. It was started on, we're all Americans. You know, we're fighting for the same cause. And here we are once again. We're fighting for the same cause. And I think, yes, certain parties, I mean, just like in the Republican Party, there's rhinos that, you know, they're not good people. They're in line with the Democrats. I think we should remove these two parties and there should just be MAGA, Make America Great Again. And that should be it. That's our party. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, doesn't even have, this could be Americans. And that's what we need to make the country great. I mean, remember going back in time when we had a president and we had a vice president. The person that was going up against the two candidates for president, the one that lost became the vice president. I mean, really think about this for a sec. They changed it, but that's how it really was, because we're all Americans. We don't have that anymore, because we're all fighting for the same things. And we were trying to find the best person to take that position. Today, they wanted to divide us, so they created parties. And that's the first move to divide the nation. Put the Democrats on this side, put the Republicans on this side, have, you know, independents over here. And before you know it, you have all these different people going up against each other. And then you start bringing in all different beliefs and the way the country should be. And I think we need to go backwards, back in time, to what the founders originally planned on, that we're all Americans, that we're all here. We want the country to be the best it could be, and the people to be the best it could be, to have the country prosperous. And I think that's where all this is headed. I think that's where everything, that's where Trump is trying to bring us to, with we the people. But he had to show us first. He had to, you know, break it down and say, listen, do you like what you're seeing? Do you like open borders? Do you like going to war? Do you want a nuclear war? Do you like the economy crashing? Let me know when it gets too hard for you, because at that point, you're going to say, I don't like this anymore. And everyone reaches, I met someone the other day that this person, they already met they're at the precipice. They can't take it anymore. Very angry about everything. And I had enough. This has to change right now. It has to change right now. And it's people waking up. It's people getting to that point where I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what's on the news. I don't like what people are talking about. I don't like how we're going at each other. And I'm mostly a peace-loving person. I'm very patient with things. And, you know, I've been patient throughout this whole entire process of everything that's been going. Actually, I started back in 2013. So I saw what was happening back then. And then I moved forward and Trump came into power and I saw what the plan was there. But a lot of people are, you know, just waking up and they're angry. They're pissed off and they're reaching that precipice. They're reaching that point where they can't take it. See, we've been involved with this for a very long time. And we're looking at the plan. We're looking at what's going on. So we're a little bit more relaxed now compared to other people that are seeing all of this. And especially when it hurts your income, when it hurts, you know, when it hits your job, your income, trying to support your family, and you can't pay for gas, you can't pay for your electric, you can't pay for heat. People become very, very angry about that. And that actually brings people together too, because that's a common subject. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat. If the economy sucks and we're in a recession, everybody can talk about that. It doesn't make any difference. And I think that's what this is all about, bringing people together again and fighting our common enemy and actually allowing the people to see the common enemy. Because like Q says, if we're united, we're strong. We can fight. If we're divided, we're weak. We won't be able to do anything because we don't know who the enemy is. We're fighting each other. So I think we're at that point where people now are becoming united. People are starting to see who the common enemy is. And I think we're going to bring the enemy down. I think when Trump, and I should say the Q post, when they said they were going to bring the whole temple down, the whole thing down, I think they're about this. I think it was a video from a movie clip. But I think that was right on. Like, it's the system. It's the system that needs to come down. And the system is just gigantic. I mean, it's so bad that you just have to bring the whole thing down. You have to start over and you have to show the people the truth about why we're doing this.
Amen to that. And that's law-abiding citizen. It's going to be biblical. And yep. Dave, X22, we can find you at True Social at x22report.com. At x22report, x22report.com. We're also on there as well. We do upload our videos on the daily, I believe, to x22report.com. This video will be archived right here. Same link that you got, rumble.com/mgshow. We'll have a podcast as well. Dave, how else can people find you? What else you want to say as your final words? Giving you the floor.
Yeah, you can find me. Just come to x22.com. That's the best place. It has all the lists of where I am and all the different platforms. The last thing I have to say is don't give up. I believe that right now, from everything that I'm seeing and everything that I'm researching, we are in the winning seat right now. The deep state players, they are scrambling. They're reacting to everything that we do, reacting to Trump's rallies, reacting to what is happening on other platforms, reacting to everything. And if you're reacting to it, it doesn't, that means you're not in control. It means that you're trying to stop something. You're reacting to the movement. And if the movement is very powerful, like we're seeing right now, they're going to continue to react, which means you might see false flags. You might see them use all different types of ammunition. They'll sue people. They'll do whatever they possibly have to try to stop this entire thing. But I do believe that the Patriots, I always say this, they're in control. And we're starting to see the panic from the other side. And I think that we are in the winning seat right now. And when Trump said the majority is back, I believe him that the majority is back. The majority is awake. The majority sees the enemy. And we are going to finish this. And these individuals that committed treason against our country, those people that aren't elected who are orchestrating all this, those individuals that who committed treason against this country, I do believe everything that we're seeing, the evidence is continually being built. And in the end, I do believe the military will step in and arrest these people, and they will use all the evidence, everything that's been happening, and it will be used against them. And it's just time to get everything, to complete everything, and to prove everything. Because like Trump says, it has to be, well, Q says it, and Trump does say he follows the rule of law. It has to be done right. We only have one shot at this. And it has to be done by the rule of law, slowly but surely. And that's why Dan Scavino put up that meme with the two ladders, small steps to get to where we need to go. And I truly believe that. It's small steps. We need to get there. And once we get there, I think America, the people, I think everything is going to look very, very different. And we're going to see a country prosper. I mean, look what Trump, look what he was able to do while he was in the White House with the economy and everything like that. And that was playing in their system. Imagine when we get rid of their system. I think we're going to see things never, ever seen before. That's my rant for the end there.
Biblical. I love it. Dave, you can get him at x22report.com. Shady.
I would just like to say thank you so much to Dave again. Thanks not only for what you do every day, but thanks for coming over here and joining us. These Patriots out here really love and appreciate the work, the hard work that you do. It's not easy, everybody, to put together a show that brings all of this information together in one place where you can kind of get an idea of the broader scope. And I would also just like to say to all of you out there, thank you for coming over and joining our show here at the MG Show. We really appreciate Dave. We've been with Dave and hanging out and following and playing around on social media for a long time now. And I can completely agree with what you just said there. This is the time. The time is right. And this is what we, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, this and oh, I'm too that. Or you were built for this. We were all built for this. If you're plugged into this movement, please utilize your talents for the country. We need you out there.
Let's see 17 for Dave in chat.
Let's do it.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you for your hard work. And thank all the Anons out there that research. Fantastic.
Amen to that. Amen. Thank you. Catch the Dave X22 report. You want to give them a heads up? What you want to do a tease for what's coming up on the X22 report this evening?
Pretty much at the same. No. I have a lot of good information. I have a lot of good information coming out today. A lot of things are happening. It's just amazing. So I'm telling the story. I'm telling everyone what's happening, what's going on, putting my two cents in. And I think a lot of things are starting to come together. Just come on over to X22 Report on Rumble, BitChute, x22report.com. You can see me on True Social. I put all the videos on there too. So I put them up between 6 and 7, sometimes a little bit late. I think last night we had a problem with Rumble or something was happening because True Social just completely went down. So sometimes there are technical difficulties, but the reports will get up there. So that's it.
Amen. That's Dave with X22 Report. Thank you, sir. Wow. We had him for, I'm sorry, Dave. Thank you, sir. Wow, we kept him 34 minutes over. Ha ha!
I love it. I love the conversation that we just had right there. And I think, and I was kind of paying attention to a little bit of the chat. I see we have quite a number of new people here, so we would really appreciate you guys. If you don't know who we are, we are the MG Show. That's Jeff in the Matrix. I'm Shannon Shady Groove, and we do this show here live every day at 12:05 Eastern time. And we have a 2-hour show. We're coming around on our fourth year of doing this show. It was funny when Dave was talking about like going back to 2013 and the digital battlefield and creating the digital warrior. You know, it's like I created the Shady Groove Twitter account in 2011 because I thought it might be a cool band name. And ended up, I was like, you know, whenever I saw the fun happen, all the stuff going on Twitter, we got in the Discord and with all of the great patriots out there, I just started to utilize that account to fight in the digital battlefield. So I just think it's a really cool organic thing to stand back and see where we all were and how we got to where we're at. And now you're seeing the example of what America is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you know, go along to get along. You have your freedom. I have mine. You not. I won't tell you not. Stay within the law and we can all be at peace. You think it's simple, but the system makes it complicated. And that's what we're fighting.
That's right. And I think in 2019, I put in the matrix, one X was taken, two X's were taken. So I put three X's. And that's a lot of X's and O's, hugs and kisses. You can take it the positive way, not the negative way. And by the way, Shady,
you keep my head up and you will end this.
I'm just getting warmed up. This is Von Clausewitz shit. Total fucking war. I'm gonna pull the whole thing down. I'm gonna bring the whole fucking diseased, corrupt temple down on your head. It's gotta be biblical.
Love it. Love it.
That gives me the goosebumps, buddy.
The goosebumps. It's so good. So good. Thank you guys so much. Dave, X22 report, Shady. So real quick, I want to just go back to Mark Elias. It's going to be important. They're flipping out about this, Shady.
In Arizona. Why? Because of Watch the Box. The people out there watching the box, they don't like the way some people are dressed. They don't like them in camis. They don't like them, you know, in Arizona law, you can have the open carry. They don't like that. They're running around. It's not going to change. You run and do anything you want. The camera and people are going to be there watching it. We're not going to have the stone. You're not going to have 2,000 mules situation in these boxes. People have made a decision to do it. And Elias is in court. He's in federal court this morning in Arizona. Why? Because of Watch the Box. The people out there watching the box, they don't like the way some people are dressed. They don't like them in camis. They don't like them, you know, in Arizona law, you can have the open carry. They don't like that. They're running around. It's not.
So, you know, it's very important to understand that. And, you know, Shady, we go to Truth Social as well. And you know, we've got, it was interesting, you know, police actually did show up and nobody was arrested. There is no court case. There is no intimidation. There is nothing. There's nothing. People can sit there. People can still vote. There's nothing happening, Shady. Look at what happens when, let me just double check and see if I got it here handy, because it's interesting. Here, check it out. This is Phoenix Police with another organization.
Not going to bother you. Okay. Are you guys here doing like First Amendment audit kind of thing? Or
we're doing
recording the ballot station?
Yeah, we're the ballot or Dropbox initiative. That's the wording, right?
Can you tell me a little bit more about your mission? What you guys are up to?
Really, that's all we're able to say.
Well, I'm not going to bother you guys, okay? I'll let you do what you guys are going to do. Just know people are feeling uncomfortable by it. We're making people feel uncomfortable, okay? So we may get more calls, come back out and just see what's going on, all right? You guys know, you guys are very...
You know what? This is America. Grow a pair.
Well-versed in what you can and cannot do. Recording... Do whatever you want. You can record, absolutely. As far as people,
did you hear that?
Do whatever you want. You can record.
Absolutely. You can record.
As far as people going into the ballot station, drop off their ballots. You guys know this. Don't interfere with them. Don't prevent them from dropping your ballots off. As long as you guys do that, don't interfere with traffic or anything like that. We'll be good.
Yeah, we want people to vote.
Yeah, agreed. Voting is awesome. Any questions for us?
No, but thank you very much. There is one question.
Yes.
You don't want to stay all day with us, do you, and just hang out?
unfortunately, we got to go some other places, but you guys seem pretty cool. So just, you know, keep it relaxed, and we'll stay out of your hair.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too.
But Mark Elias doesn't like it, and Katie Hobbs, who's actually running for office, actually it paid...
Warning.
paid Mark Elias Law Group to do this, guys. I mean, what is going on? Like, this is lawfare. The authority today went ahead and found this. Let's actually get to the sauce. Here it is. Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs hired Mark Elias for $45K. Is this the same lawyer suing Trump or Mel at Clean Elections USA for voter intimidation? This is absurd. This is lawfare. Boom. There it is. You can actually go look at Transparency USA. This is Katie Hobbs. She has paid these people. She paid AI Media LLC $1 million. Maybe we should look at her stuff. And you come down here, look at the Money Wheel LLC, Elena Pembleton, Authentic Campaigns, Inc. These are the Intuit QuickBooks. Paid QuickBooks, $109,000. Very interesting. Whitney Walker campaign, Elias Law Group. There it is. Elias Law Group. Total payments. State Democracy Defenders PAC. Total payments to these kind of law stuff. $45,009.92 from candidate Katie Hobbs, from the elect Katie Hobbs pack, guys. I mean, yeah. You know, this is insane. So again, let's quickly go over this. So this is the donors. These are the donors. These are the billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss, Pierre Omidar, George Soros, right? These are them, okay? They fund this company that they work with, this company, and then manages a network of 5 non-profit advocacy organizations. The one we're going to focus on today is the North Fund. Here's the North Fund. The North Fund, created in 2019 with a single $9.3 million grant from the 1630 Fund. This is shadowy even by the standards of DC groups focusing on statewide ballot initiatives, the 51 for 51 campaign to make DC a state, and operates Mark Elias's Democracy Docket Action Fund, which raises the money for voting litigation. Okay? Foreign billionaires. Okay? Foreign people are suing for allegedly suing people, right? Shady, I mean, look at what's happening here. And Mark Elias is right here on Twitter. This is the Democracy Docket that we just showed you that is allegedly funded by foreign billionaires. The groups who sued Clean Election USA. Oh, who are those groups? Votos Latinos, which is another pop-up organization. Guys, this is getting insane, Shady.
It kind of a little bit was expected. We did anticipate that they would activate, but I would like to a couple of different things. One thing that it's so funny, they're trying to use this 1871 law regarding the polling place, and then another law in 1985 regarding voter intimidation at a polling place. Let me be very clear. And let's get this straight right now. Number one, I just saw a Bubba in the chat who said that we got flipped off and called names, screamed at, and we didn't say a word. So thank you, Bubba, if you're out there watching a box, or you and your friends or whatever out there doing that. Really appreciate that, Patriot. Thank you very much. But the point I wanted to make real quick is these drop boxes are not, I'm going to say it again, are not polling places, okay? It's not a polling place. It is a glorified mailbox sitting in a random location in the city. The polling place is where you go to actually vote on voting day, or sometimes they hold these, they have them open so you could go in to register and maybe learn more about the process or what's going on. So they're trying to act like this is voter intimidation at the polls, when in all reality, you drive up to that drop box, you slide in your vote, and you keep on going, and nobody's got any issue with anything. You go up to the drop box with a bunch of votes stuffed under your shirt, backing in where no one can see your tag. And then going over there and flipping people off and stuffing all the votes in the box, that's an issue, and that is illegal, and it actually, in almost every state, is a felony. So whatever, but the people out there that are on our side need to kind of understand the argument here a little bit. They're trying to tell you that the mailboxes are polling places.
That's right, because Democracy Docket, who's funded by foreign billionaires, is saying exactly what you're saying. As report of voter intimidations rise, a new poll by Reuters shows that more than 40% of voters are worried about threats of violence or voter intimidation at polling places in the upcoming midterm elections. So I bet they talk about drop boxes in here, Shady. Either way, nobody's going to intimidate. We're going to vote. And they're intimidated by the fact that you're awake and you're going to vote against them. And there's going to be a red wave and they can't stop it except for lawfare.
That's exactly right. And look at what we're seeing. A matter of fact, I just wanted to bring up real quick, the reporter, the ABC reporter guy, that was out there doing his little, trying to do his little hit piece. Well, now we've paid attention to hit that guy on Twitter. And funny enough, he's over there retweeting Mark Elias and adding Mark Elias and tagging him in info and different things like that that's been going on. And a matter of fact, I think that he liked that post about Mark Elias did day before yesterday, and then he went back and unliked it. We noticed that he liked it, then it went back and to verify, and it was unliked. So very interesting that, you know, I just think it's hilarious that we're this late stage in the game and they're still acting like there's nobody watching them.
That's right. That's right. So this is what they're worried about, Shady Grove. Let's go to this real quick. This is a TikTok they made.
So-called Election Integrity Group and its vigilante Dropbox watchers were sued for...
Vigilante Dropbox watchers. No, I mean, she can't even vote. Is this girl even old enough to vote?
Breaking voting rights suits in Arizona. A so-called Election Integrity Group and its vigilante Dropbox watchers were sued for intimidating voters. This comes after several instances of voter intimidation were reported last week in Maricopa County, Arizona. In one instance, individuals were standing around a Dropbox with full disguises, tactical gear, and magazine clips. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office later confirmed they were armed. The lawsuit was filed against Clean Elections USA, which the plaintiffs argue was formed to intimidate voters in the wake of the debunked 2000 Mules propaganda movie. Even the group's founder openly admits that the group's sole purpose is to discourage the use of Dropboxes. The lawsuit asked the court to prohibit these individuals from engaging in further voter intimidation. Breaking voting rights suits in Arizona.
So what do you think of that? I mean, this girl who barely is old enough to vote is calling people that are just dressed up magazine clips?
I know that was a really good one. I think that she has a pay stub from one of those foundations you were just pointing out. That's what I think.
That's right.
How late is too late for this kind of an intervention? We're 15 days out from the election, and obviously you're asking for immediate relief from the courts. Do you believe the courts can act quickly enough? The courts can be sort of nimble enough to intervene in a way that will protect voting rights in enough time to make a difference?
I do. Rachel, we heard that the court has scheduled a hearing on this motion tomorrow morning in Arizona. So we're glad to see the federal courts are stepping in and stepping in quickly. You know, after Donald Trump lost his election fair and square, the courts played an important role in making clear that what the outcome of that election was. Donald Trump then unleashed vigilantes to storm the Capitol. And now we are seeing the return of that vigilantism organized by the same factions of the Republican Party that were at play then. And we need the courts once again to step up and take this seriously and prevent voters from being disenfranchised.
Elias Law Group, that's Mark Elias himself, Shady, the democracy defender, even though we're a republic. You see where he stands now, and he's funded by foreign, allegedly funded by foreign and domestic billionaires that are trying to take your vote away, and allegedly Connect and China infrastructure. Guys, this is insane. Americans first.
And the North Fund that you were just showing them, that's not been around very long. That was just recently set up within the last 6 to 8 months.
No.
Yeah, okay, 2019. Okay. I thought that was more a little newer than that, but still that's pretty new compared to most of the other ones. And now that he has this funding behind him, look at what Jeff just showed you. Like, not only does he have this foundation funding behind him, he's got the Secretary of State of Arizona sending him $50,000. You know, I mean, like, how many other secretaries of states is this going on with? And why are they paying lawyers like this guy right here? And you, the people of that state, have a say in what they're paying. You can make noise about it, but you can't make noise when you don't know. And that's what we've been attempting to do here on the show. You know, we broke this story about Arabella Advisors over a year ago. I'm starting to see some people paying attention to it, but a lot of people, even in the Anon community, aren't understanding the significance of the decode of what Q was trying to say. Foreign and domestic, all assets deployed. It's the foundations. Stupid. Very specifically for a reason, because this is the lawfare. This is why Jeff keeps saying lawfare. He's showing you that they don't really have a case, but they have sympathetic judges, and they have sympathetic attorneys, and they have sympathetic defense attorneys and sympathetic prosecuting attorneys. So it's a big club that they cooperate in. And until you point it out, until you make noise about it, collectively us make noise about it, it will continue. And that's a big part of what I think Q was.
Yeah, so it was shady. It was Perkins Coie, right? Okay, so it was 2019 the North Fund was set up. However, this is it right here. This is from Mark Elias Law Group. This is Mark Elias, Perkins Coie, Shell 2. And I think this could be Shell 2, the democracy docket. He's the DNC's private law firm, formed Elias Group, 8-22-21. That's the one you're thinking of. The purpose of Mark Elias Law Group is lawfare. Mark Elias's North Fund is Arabella Advisors in-house counsel, redistricting maps and fighting against election integrity to give Democrats an edge in upcoming elections, all funded by foreign and domestic billionaires. Shady, this is how it was formed. This is right here, Perkins Coie, the Seattle, August 22nd, 2021. Perkins Coie and its political law group announced today that 11 partners and three counsel will separate from the firm to form the independent political firm Elias Law Group, LLP. The new firm will represent candidates, party committees, political committees, nonprofits, organizations, entities, and voters. Elias Law Group will be mission-driven, focusing on electing Democrats, supporting voting rights, and help progressives make a change. Mark Elias, chair of the political law group, will lead Elias Law Group. The separation will provide Elias Law Group with the independence to broaden its advocacy and to all types of matters of which it works, including by engaging more directly in the political and electoral process. Quote, Perkins Coie has been a pioneer in modern political law since the founding of the practice 40 years ago. It has grown and evolved to becoming a leading political law practice in the country, said Bill Maley, Perkins Coie's firm-wide managing partner. Both firms and the group's leaders agree that the logical next step in the group's evolution is to form an independent firm that can build on the work which it has become so well known. Quote, the formation of Elias Law Group will allow us to more fully engage in representing our clients in political process at a unique moment in history, said Mark Elias. Quote, I look forward to continuing the work with Perkins Coie and want to thank the firm with its leadership and understanding and supporting us for the past decades and this next step of our evolution, Shady. Perkins Coie is a leading national international law firm known for providing high value. Okay, so that's what they are. But this is where I think they fit in. Perkins Coie, Shell 2. Shell 2. Interesting, right? What assets people were placed spy in POTUS's campaign? Why do the news cycle stop this drop this investigation? Think several. What if those placed are being investigated by BM? Plants need water. What if others placed connect to future? Interesting though, Shady. We need the public to know this information of actually the arm, the legal arm, and who follow. We followed the money, Shady. mgshow.link/Arabella, all lowercase. If you want more on this, Shady.
Yeah, please. If maybe Poussin, if you're out there, maybe share that link in the chat with everybody so that they can go. This is a 5-part series put together for you to integrate the decode about Arabella Advisors and the foundations and what Q was pointing to regarding it. There really is no bigger story. You know, you talk about infiltration instead of invasion. This, my friends, is the infiltration. This is what they are trying to utilize the system. It's very, very funny because they take advantage of our system that grants you something very important. It grants you innocence until proven guilty. That's what the system grants you. And these people take such gross advantage of that. And they're not legitimate. They're not playing nice. They're not being honest. The system is set up for people to be honest. That's why they give you that book to put your hand on before you give testimony. But whenever you have a huge majority of people that don't believe in God, that don't care about being a lying, deceptive, you know what? They'll put their hand on that book and say whatever you want them to say. That is a problem. And the problem comes because the judge and the attorneys and the lawyer and the system do not hold it to account. They let it go. They're part of it. And the people have lost control of that aspect. That's the founding fathers intended for you, each of you, to be involved. They intended for you to understand. They said multiple different ones that the founding fathers said, if you're not paying attention to the everyday events, then you aren't part of America. If you're not plugged in and understanding the political atmosphere, you're not part of America. Well, what's been the narrative for the last 20 years? Oh, you could talk about anything at Thanksgiving except God and politics. That's backwards. That's what you're supposed to talk about.
So back on to Mark Elias, Shady. This is the Democracy Docket, right? Funded by foreign billionaires. Democracy Docket. So this is a case. And so the Arizona Secretary of State, this is Katie Hobbs, who paid this guy $45,000. And it's not alleged because it's actually fact. Is now referred a total of 6 cases of voter intimidation to the U.S. Department of Justice. The DOJ has not publicly responded, but AG Merrick Garland vowed that the DOJ will not permit voter Democracy Docket. So this is it. So there's that case. So we've got cases. If we can just look at his timeline here, there's active retirees are one of the ones. This is a alleged pop-up fund. Okay. Votos Latinos is another one. Another pop-up fund, Shady. Votos Latinos. This is here's the another one here coming up. This is the mission of GOP. Wait, there's another one right here coming up. Voto Latino. Look at that. Voto Latino. This is alleged another pop-up group. This is the Active Retirees Alliance for Retired Americans. Call them up, guys. If you're in Arizona, say drop the case. It's stupid. Or are they managed by the deep state and Mark Elias? This is the case right here. Maddow did something about it, and I want to show you this. Look at this is demand justice. This is a 1630 fund. Are you guys starting to see what's happening here? I mean, this needs to be understood by every patriot that this is how they fund the ballot, the theft of your election. Everything that is wrong with your country comes down to the elections, guys. Carrie Lake actually responded to one of these tweets. Why is Katie Hobbs spreading propaganda about election from noted election conspiracist Mark Elias? This man has spent years working to rig elections in favor of the Democrats. It's highly inappropriate for an acting Secretary of State to be spreading his bile. And Shady, I'm going to just keep going up. This is L.W. Vaz. This is another one. League of Women Voters of Arizona. Probably another one of their alleged pop-up. So they're using their pop-up funds to sue real people, Shady. Allegedly.
Real people that have a real complaint. It's not like they're using it to, like, you know, somehow defend the status quo or to defend the law. They're going after people who are making complaints about how the law is being misadjudicated. Isn't that... Yeah. Doesn't that seem inverse to someone who would be, quote, out for your best interest?
Yeah. So the person that's on the ballot, Katie Hobbs, that can't debate, is being defended by a deep state funded alleged foreign and domestic billionaires. Carrie Lake and her election conspiracy theorist friends have done everything in their power to undermine our election system and overturn the will of Arizona voters. Katie Hobbs, why don't you go debate Carrie Lake and say that? Why don't you realize that you are not winning in the polls? Carrie Lake is probably 50 points ahead of you. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. The fakeness.
I agree with that. And I'll tell you one thing. I will hand it to Fetterman. You know, I mean, I know he did horrible and it was bad, but at least the man had the, you know, what's to walk out there on that stage and debate his opponent. You know, that is what this is supposed to be about. It's BS that they're waiting until 2 weeks before an election before they do this and vet the candidate. But, you know, Fetterman walked out there and sat down or stood there on that stage. I don't see why Katie Hobbs can't if a guy like John Fetterman can.
Because she can't, Shady. She just can't. She's so weak.
What? Shady,
tonight, GemComs tonight with Queued Up. The show name is called Information Overdose. It's going to be covering Trump's repeat of 93, George Floyd, King Charles coronation by the numbers tonight. I don't know. What's the time? Do you guys remember?
Show me a number. 7.
7 p.m. 7 Eastern, right here. Rumble. 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on rumble.com/MG show, Shady.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody out here for a great conversation. Thanks for joining us for the conversation with Dave from X22 Report today. I see that we've got some new people that came over to the show. Thank you very much. Please rumble the video. Maybe give us a subscribe after or on your way out. But we love you all. We love the American. We love the American way of life. We love America. We're fighting for freedom. I want you to have the freedom to pursue your happiness. That's what we're fighting for. That's what liberty is all about. You guys know that you're the plan. Get out there, get it done, and we'll see you back here in the hot seat tomorrow.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
The revolution won't be televised. Government been telling lies. If you're not with us, you better step aside. Witnessing the genocide. Everything is centralized. The food that we consume, and they spraying it out with pesticides. Easily identify the sheep and the snake, the real and the fake, giving us a reason to pray. I'ma make my own choices. A voice for the voiceless. They trying to destroy us, avoiding the poison. It's all pointless if you don't have a purpose. If you read the verses, you'll know who we versing. Government can tell you what your worth is. Look deeper than the surface. They don't even want you researching or asking questions. We all being tested. Shut your mouth, they comply, that's the message. Want you depressed on prescriptions that mess with your head, got you stressing, suppressing expression.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We will not comply.
Keep the money, I would rather have my soul than my power and control. That's their number one goal. All my friends turn to foes. Look how easily they fold. Even Nazis say they were doing what they told. Walking down this road all alone in the cold. But my soul never sold. I'm exposing the clones. God has chosen this role. All of those who oppose want me hopeless and broke. Like I'm Noah on boats. I'm just trying to tell them all about the flood. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my blood. Man, I came up out of the mud. Only God is my judge. I don't listen to these politicians. They the real thugs. Won't comply with the lies. They disguise it in science. They want you compliant. The media's biased. These corporate giants are capitalizing on us by dividing. But I'll keep on fighting.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. They're trying to dumb us down. Don't want us to make a sound. We gotta get out of now, cause it's a revolution. We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, we won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
Welcome. www.mg.show. Boom.